The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM, WSNY. I think we're going to have a great show today. We have with us in the studio Dr. Kanice Bean. She's an associate professor in clinical dentistry, director of community education at The Ohio State University College of Dentistry. Dr. Bean is the director of the community education and oversees the Ohio Project, which I'll have her explain what that is in a minute. She also oversees the Home Project, I guess. I don't know if it's a project or whatever. I'll have her tell me that as well. Before we get going, though, I want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. All right. Oh, hey, you know what? Before we get going, I want to say this. This is our last day at 7:30. Starting next week, this show airs at 8 o'clock. We're moving to 8 a.m. So if you have any friends or family that have just been too lazy to get up and listen, you can tell them that now they can listen at 8 in the morning. Also, by the way, today's episode is episode 149, so I'm kind of proud of that. We're coming up to our 150th episode that will be next week. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, how many children on average does the home coach service in Franklin County each year? Is it A, 2,100, B, 700, or C, 10,000? The winner receives a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Vistember Flowers, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Our phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And normally at this point, I would say send me an email at drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com, but my computer's not working, so we're going to have to go with the phones today. All right, so, hey, Dr. Bean, thank you so much for getting up and being with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Dr. Kvitko. I appreciate being here.
Well, it's very nice to have you, and it's kind of a crisp day out there, but it's always going to be a great day, right?
Absolutely, and each day is a good day.
I honestly believe that. Okay, now, I want to start off by saying or asking you, you know, what can you tell us about the Office of Community Education? What does that do for the College of Dentistry?
Sure, it's my pleasure. The primary responsibility of the Office of Community Education is to schedule third and fourth year dental students for what the students call their details. So the details include anything that takes them outside of the comprehensive care clinics. So our third-year students are scheduled in emergency. They're also scheduled in screening, in pediatric dentistry. And then our fourth-year students are scheduled for extramural assignments throughout the state of Ohio. So these extramural assignments are known as the Ohio Project, which you alluded to earlier. And Ohio indicates oral health improvement through outreach because that's what exactly what we feel like we're doing. Our students are going to several different community venues. They provide basic dental care to underserved populations. And so this is a form of outreach, but it's also a form of education.
Okay.
Really on any day throughout the academic school year, we could have a student in Toledo in a community site, or a community site that treats adults and children. They could be at a VA hospital in Chillicothe where the students care exclusively for veterans. They could be in Cincinnati at a clinic that provides dental care for the homeless, or at an elementary school in Columbus on the dental home coach.
Well, that sounds neat. I was afraid you were going to tell me there was like KP detail or something.
No, they aren't that involved.
Washing the floor of the new student lounge. No. What do they call that new lounge? Used to be the canteen. What's it called now?
They still call it the canteen, but I think they dressed it up a little bit, and it is known as the student lounge per se.
Okay. All right. Now you alluded to the home coach, and this is a motorhome, right?
Correct.
How many feet long is it?
It's 40 feet long.
40 feet long?
40 feet long. You need a commercial driver's license to sit behind the wheel.
Well, that's funny. I have a 38-foot motorhome, and I don't have one of those licenses.
I know. I guess those 2 feet really make a difference.
I'm actually looking at a longer one right now. The one we're looking at now, my wife and I, is 52 feet.
Oh, well, I applaud you. I have to tell you that when the coach has been parked, I have sat behind the driver's seat, but I have no inclination to get a commercial driver's license.
You're not the driver?
No, it's way too big for me.
Oh, I was going to ask if you wanted a race. We could have some motorhome races.
Now.
Go down to the Thomas Motor Speedway.
You wouldn't suggest that, would you?
Sure. Yeah, ask my wife. Ask my kids. Anyway, that's what that right pedal is for.
Oh, sure. Accelerate.
You don't need the left pedal. Okay, now HOME stands for Health Outreach Mobile Experience.
Correct.
And there are three operatories, three treatment rooms, right?
Correct.
And an x-ray in there.
Right, we have digital x-ray. We're very pleased about that.
Great. Tell me a little bit about the coach then.
It also has ceiling-mounted TV monitors over each chair.
So I think you guys got that idea from me. I have that.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I think we must have met in a previous lifetime, and we just weren't aware of that.
That's right. Or you're my sister from a different mother or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But yes, so those are very effective for educating as well as entertaining our little pediatric patients. We also have a small lab in the back, and so that allows us to clean and sterilize our instruments right on site.
Do you pour models?
No, we do not pour models.
Okay.
We are able to, you know, do those once we
just kind of wrap them up, keep them moist, bring them back. Okay.
Yes.
We're talking about impressions when they take impressions for kids. A lot of kids who have unfortunately lost teeth prematurely because the decay was just so bad they couldn't be saved wind up needing space maintainers and things like that, right?
Correct.
So you'll take the students will take an impression, they'll wrap it up in a wet towel, take it back to the dental school, pour it up into a plaster model, and then have an appliance made.
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry, I think I interrupted you, so go ahead and tell me the rest of it.
That's quite all right. Well, you know, the Dental Home Coach is a reality due to the collaboration of so many interested entities and individuals. Originally, we had on board Nationwide Children's Hospital, the Columbus Health Department, Columbus City Schools, and a host of community agencies. And we were fortunate enough to get a grant from the Osteopathic Heritage Foundation, and that occurred in 2004. And so the OSU College of Dentistry, along with yours truly, was named as the primary investigator or the person responsible, if you want to say that.
Okay.
And so in February of 2005, and February, as you know, happens to be Children's Dental Health Month.
Yeah, I heard that.
The Dental Home Coach was launched. So we couldn't be more pleased, and we have come to, you know, it's evolved, and we recognize now that the primary purpose of the Dental Home Coach is to really utilize our fourth-year dental students so that they can provide care to the children at the Columbus Public Schools where significant numbers of low-income children need the dental care.
Right. You know what? I think that's really neat because we always hear about programs where people are helping kids and people in other countries. And I know a lot of us look at each other and go, well, that's all good and well, and they certainly look like they need it, but there's some people right here in this country that need help.
Absolutely, yes, and we don't have to go far to do that. As you're probably aware, OSU is in the Wineland Park community.
Yes.
And Wineland Park has been designated one of the lowest income areas within the Columbus community. So we are right there, and we are delighted to be able to give a hand. I can't explain really or express how gratifying it is. You know, we oftentimes get little thank you notes from the kids,
right. From,
you know, they've drawn a mobile, what in their mind is a mobile coach,
right.
Or a dentist, and,
like
you know,
UFO,
they've written
probably
in crayon, thank you, it was fun at the dentist,
right.
So, you know, we'd like to hear that. There's
exactly.
Still people that are, you know, will tell you, oh, I don't like to go to the dentist, oh, the dentist scares me, but, you know, to see the joy on these little kids' faces, it's just remarkable.
That's really neat. We have to go to a break. When we come back, we want to talk a lot more about the Home Coach. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunny 95. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clinton. Bonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. In the studio with me is Dr. Kanice Bean. She is the director of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry's Ohio Project and the home coach. And she has a DDS and an MPH. That's a very fast dentist, apparently, right? You practice dentistry at so many miles per hour. Actually, that stands for Masters of Public Health. I learned that just a few months ago, actually. Okay, hey, let me just restate today's question of the day. Dr. Kavitko's question of the day today is, how many children on average does the home coach service in Franklin County each year? Is it A, 2,100, B, 700, C, 10,000? Our number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. There are only three choices, so you might be able to get this through process of elimination. The winner gets a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Vistember Flowers delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and we'd love to give away the flowers, so pick up the phone and call.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
All right. So, blah, 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 all that stuff. But it is still important that you listen to what they said. And I understand we have a caller with a guest caller. What's your name?
Teresa Ralston.
Okay, Teresa. Teresa, what's your guess?
Third answer.
The third answer, 10,000?
Yeah.
That's not correct, but hey, thank you for calling, and that leaves only two choices, so if you're listening, the other two guesses will be A, 2,100, or B, 700, okay? So if somebody calls in and gets that, you'll get the free flowers from Vistember. So Dr. Bean, and we're talking about this home coach. It's a motor home. It's 40 feet long. It has three dental chairs in it. And I'll have to tell you that when I was in dental school, my wife said that it'd be really neat if we could equip a motorhome with a dental chairs like this and drive around and get paid in eggs and chickens. And we're not doing that. And there's a reason we're not doing that. And the reason is I didn't think I could afford to pay any bills with getting paid in eggs and chickens. And so I understand that you probably can't afford to run this with eggs and chickens either.
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about that. I mean, what does it cost to keep this thing going?
We're looking at approximately $350,000 a year, and that includes all of our supplies, the maintenance of the equipment, as well as the personnel.
Wow, $350,000 a year. That's a lot. Let's talk a little bit more about that in a minute. We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Dee.
Dee, hi Dee, how are you? Thank
you
for calling. What's
your
guess?
2100.
Very good, very good. Was that a stab in the dark, or was that you actually did a search on the web?
No, I didn't actually.
Okay, well, good for you. 2100 is it, Dr. Bean? Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, we have it from the source. And so, hey, Dee, stay on the line, and my producer is going to get your information so we know how to get you these flowers. It might be at the next commercial break, so if you have a few minutes, please hang on. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dee. All right, so Dr. Bean, $350,000, now that's just to keep it going every year. That's not what it costs to get it going, right?
That's correct.
So back in 2004, 2005, it had to get off the ground with those grants that you mentioned.
That's right.
And now I'm trying to figure out why it's so expensive, because I think I know, but tell my listeners, why does it cost so much to provide that kind of care?
You know, what we are doing is taking the dentist to the children instead of the children going to the dentist. And, you know, it sounded very simplistic when, you know, we first discussed this and we thought that we could make it happen. But every year it seems as if, you know, with the cost of supplies and the maintenance of the equipment, my belief is that the equipment is just so very, very heavy that we use that, you know, it really takes its toll on the motorhome coach. And so therefore, you know, we are, you know, very strict about our maintenance schedule and also about repairs. And so therefore, you know, before you know it, the cost of maintaining it is really what escalates the annual cost to keep it in gear.
And is this care provided free to these children?
It is. We do accept public insurance. So we have, come to realize that approximately a third of the care that we provide to children is uncompensated. But we do get some reimbursement from Medicaid and from CareSource. However, if a child has no insurance or if they have private insurance, then there is no cost to the child.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's really neat. And before I started dental school, and I went to, I was an undergrad at Case Western Reserve.
Yes.
I went to dental school at OSU, by the way, so
yes,
go Bucks.
Yes, yes, we know that.
In fact,
Bucks.
If you go to dentallyspeaking.com, there is a picture of Dr. Bean and I standing there. We were at a pregame for an OSU Buckeye game. And so anyway, one of the things that I did as an undergrad is I took a course called Dental Orientation, chance to see if I wanted to be a dentist. One of the things that entailed was volunteering at the free clinic up there on Euclid and East 112th, I think it is. And it was very rewarding to help these people. And I imagine that you just, every day you get, when you come home, you just have this great feeling inside.
It's no doubt about that. And I just have to interject that I lived in Cleveland for 10 years myself.
Okay.
So I'm aware of the free clinic that you mentioned. And I, too, had the opportunity to be there and to give of myself and give of some of my services. And you're absolutely right. It's certainly not tangible, but, you know, when you get home at night, it is just, you know, you feel like you've made a difference. You feel like that in some way, in some small way, you know, there's been an impact.
Right. Now, I think dentists in general, we're all very giving people, but you've just given us a number that it took $350,000 to treat 2,100 children, right?
Correct.
And I can't do that math in my head, but I imagine there's somebody that can. And it's very expensive, and it's more than what the public assistance programs pay.
Absolutely.
Do you have any idea why that is and when that's going to change? Because why can't they just, she's shaking her head going, boy, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, why can't we get our legislature, our governor, whoever it is that controls this, the purse strings, to just say, okay, this is what it costs to provide dental care. This is what we have to pay. We're not going to pay 30% of what it costs. We're not going to pay 70% of what it costs. We're going to pay what it costs. Why won't they do that?
You know, that, as you indicated, that is the million-dollar question. I certainly wish that I had the answer. I do know that we were very proactive and we determined that we didn't think it was going to happen in the next 10, 15 years perhaps. And so therefore we wanted to go ahead and make our entry into attempting to provide care for these young kids. After all, these young kids are our future and we know the importance of good oral health. And you know, now it has been documented that, you know, good oral health relates to every spectrum of an individual's life, not just their general overall systemic health, but also their social health, their, you know, employment health. So many things that, you know, revolve around the status of their oral health. And so, you know, we have committed ourselves to really trying to make a difference in the future. After all, this is our community. And if we don't invest in our own community, who's going to do that?
Right. And you know what? That's a good opening for this. If somebody wanted to learn more information, let's say they wanted to make a donation. They wanted to help the program.
Yes.
Who would they contact? What's the email? What would be the phone number that they would use to do that?
It's very simple. If they just go to ohioproject.org, then they could certainly make a donation there, or they could give the Office of Community Education a call. And that telephone number is 614-247-8064.
Okay, and I would encourage people to, if you are in a position to make a donation, if you're a corporation that would like to help, and I'm sure you'll get some mention in the with all of the OSU graduates, there's an e-newsletter that goes out to at least the dental school graduates, right?
Correct.
And it's possible that it can be even included in the one that the university at large does, right? The one that goes to all, half a million OSU grads out there or something?
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe your company could step up and help this this coach continue its great work and get a little bit of thanks in the e-newsletter or whatever. All right, now, hey, before I go, we do have to go to break here. Just so you know, you can follow me on Twitter by going to Dr. Kvitko, www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. If you go to iTunes, use the search words Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back after the break.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, smiling faces.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. I have Dr. Kanice Bean in the studio with me, and I was listening to that little music segment that we were using, talking about smiling faces and something about how they don't tell the story. And you have these children who they're just smiling when you show up to treat them, and yet they have a mouthful of decay, probably pain that they don't even know they don't have to live with. And these children, you know, the way I look at it is it's not these kids' fault that their parents happen to be having a rough time right now, that maybe they come from a poor family, because they're going to be the doctors and the lawyers and maybe the next president, you know, and we have to take care of them. You agree?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know off the air we were talking about how our first guest for the question of the day, she guessed 10,000. And like you said, wouldn't it be? Well, tell me what you said.
I said it would be remarkable if we were able to treat 10,000 children a year. Right now, with us being at 2,100, I guess that would in it would require that we have maybe 3 to 4 more mobile coaches.
3 to 4 more mobile coaches. I wonder if there's any old Coda buses that they're not using, right?
Right. We could, you know, totally renovate them and, you know, fix them up so that we could install our equipment.
Those are even longer than 40 feet, I think.
Absolutely.
I think they're 45. Mm-hmm. Could have 4 operatories.
Sure.
What's that guy's name? Mr. Loda, I think. Loda, the CEO of Coda. Maybe I'm just making that up. Anyway, hey, if you're listening, you have any extra buses we can use? Now, we've talked a lot about the Home Project, but the Ohio Project, tell me a little bit about that, because you send students all over the state, and they're out, they're not in Columbus, they've got to find a place to live, food. How does that all work?
Many times our students, you know, the majority of our students are from Ohio. So we have sites in Toledo, in Cleveland, in Youngstown, in Lima, in Chillicothe, as well as Coshocton. And so many times our students will ask to go to these various sites because they have family or they have friends there, and so they're able to stay with them.
But what about students from Utah?
Well, the students from Utah, then, they are required, to find some place to stay. We assist them in any way we can, and certainly our partner sites do the same. If they go to Lima, the site in Lima provides a condo for our students to stay in.
Okay.
And then when they go to Coshocton, Coshocton also provides a motel for them to stay in. So many times our sites are very willing to work with us, and they're able to provide housing for the students, and certainly they can help them with, identifying places where they can certainly get meals for the day and for the evening.
And the students have a certain number of requirements to graduate, and when they're doing the Ohio Project, it kind of takes them away from that focus, though, doesn't it?
It does, but, you know, it enriches their clinical education experience tremendously. They really get an opportunity to work in a real-world setting, as the students like to call them. They get an opportunity to work with different materials. They also have an opportunity to learn to work with dental assistants. They have the opportunity to speak to the office manager and understand how that particular site is managed. They speak to the scheduling clerk. They work with some of these, you know, community sites are also a community health center. So they have an opportunity to find out how dental really fits into the overall scheme of the general health, as well as the mental health, and some of these sites provide addiction services. So they get a real-world view, and so it increases their speed, it increases their confidence, and ultimately, you know, we do assign our students 45 days in the community sites, but ultimately they are able to work it out so that they can still work in the comprehensive care clinics at the school and complete their daily requirements.
Well, I'm guessing that, and we only have a couple minutes left, so I have to be quick, but I'm guessing that when this first starts, you get a little bit of resistance. Hey, you know, how am I going to graduate? I've got so many crowns to do. And then when they come back from the program, they're thankful that they've had this opportunity.
That's correct.
And you know they're going to be thankful. They just don't know yet. Dr. Bean, just real quick, same phone number if they wanted to hear about the Ohio Project.
Absolutely. Please call the Office of Community Education, and that number is 614-247-8064.
Thank you so much for being with me on the show today.
I appreciate being here.
And people, go listen to the podcast. You can listen to it at dentallyspeaking.com, on iTunes, and columbustoday.com. It will replay at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. every weekday from Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, our show is moving to 8 a.m. Next week, my guest will be Dr. John Eichel, a local sleep physician, who is going to talk about how dentists can play a role in sleep-disordered breathing correction. Also, very, very proud of this, November 21st, a real treat. Be sure to tune in. We'll have Dr. Raymond Gist as our guest. He is the president of the American Dental Association. I'm really, really amped about that. Thank you so much for joining me. Please tune in next week. Go out and have a great day. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95. Thanks so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.